Hey everyone, ready for a deep dive with us today?
Always.
Awesome. So today we're looking at how AI is going to completely change SEO in 2025.
Oh yeah, big changes.
Right. I mean, it's already starting to happen, but this article, How AI is Changing SEO in 2025, What Growth-Focused Business Leaders Need to Know.
Interesting title.
I know, right? Well, it lays out some really thought-provoking stuff, and I think by the end of this, you'll be thinking about your business's online presence, like, in a whole new way.
I think one of the most fascinating things is that we're not talking about, like, you know, small tweaks here and there.
Right.
This is a complete transformation of how search engines work.
Yeah.
So businesses really need to adapt.
Or get left behind.
Exactly.
Okay, so let's get into it. The article talks about Google's Search Generative Experience, or SGE.
Yeah, SGE.
What exactly is that?
Basically, it's Google's AI-powered response to the way that we're searching for information now.
Okay, so it's using AI to, like, you know, keep up with how we're all searching.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, traditionally you type in a search term and you get a page full of links, right?
Yep.
But now, SGE is trying to understand what you're actually asking. You know what I mean? Like, what's your intent?
Mm-hmm.
And then it tries to give you, like, direct answers, summaries, even predictions based on all the context of your search.
So is this, like, the end of the traditional search results page? Well, are we all just going to get, like, you know, the answer from Google?
It's a really good question. And I think what it tells us is that simply ranking for, like, specific keywords,
yeah,
that's not going to be enough anymore.
Right.
It's going to be all about satisfying what the user actually wants in the most effective way.
Okay, so how do we do that?
You need to offer really valuable content on your website.
Okay.
That directly answers their questions, right?
So no more, like, just, you know, writing content around a certain keyword.
Not really, no.
Yeah.
You have to think about what the user wants and needs and make sure your content is giving them that.
And providing a really good experience.
Absolutely. Seamless. Engaging. That's the key.
That makes sense. And speaking of valuable content, this article goes on to talk about AI content creation tools.
Ah, yeah.
Like ChatGPT, Jasper, Surfer SEO.
Powerful tools.
They're, like, blowing my mind, honestly, with how fast they can generate, like, SEO-friendly content.
They're pretty incredible.
But, you know, part of me is like, is AI gonna, you know, take my job?
Well, I think it's important to remember these tools are powerful, but human oversight is still absolutely crucial.
So it's not like they can just, you know, do it all for us.
Not quite. AI can analyze trends, suggest keywords, even draft content.
Mm-hmm.
But we still need to make sure it's high quality, accurate, and aligns with, you know, the brand's voice and message.
Okay, so it's like, you know, having a really, really smart assistant.
Yeah, a super powered one.
But we're still, like, the editors.
Exactly. You're shaping the message. You're making sure everything's on point.
I like that. So we're not obsolete yet.
Not by a long shot.
Good to know. So what are, like, some specific ways these tools can be helpful?
Well, think about it this way. You could use AI to, like, analyze your competitors.
Oh, cool.
See what kind of content they're not creating.
Interesting.
Yeah. So maybe you discover, like, your main competitor is totally neglecting video content in your niche.
Mm-hmm.
That's valuable intel.
Mm-hmm.
You can use that, create content that fills that gap, and attract a wider audience.
That's really smart. So AI can help us, like, spot opportunities, gain a competitive edge.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, this next stat from the article, this, like, really blew my mind.
Okay, hit me.
Over 50% of searches in 2025 are predicted to be voice-based.
Wow.
Voice search is already huge, but that means it's about to become, like, the way we search.
It's a massive shift.
Yeah. What does that mean for, like, how we do SEO?
Well, it means we need to rethink how we optimize our websites.
Okay. So, like, not just focusing on keywords anymore.
People speak differently than they type,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So instead of targeting, like, you know, short generic keywords like, you know, shoes,
yeah,
you might want to focus on longer, more conversational phrases like, you know, best waterproof hiking shoes for women size 8.
Okay. So, like, how people actually talk.
Exactly. Right. It's all about understanding natural language,
yeah, yeah,
anticipating the questions your audience is asking.
And being ready to answer them.
Exactly. Mm. And, you know, this focus on user intent, it kind of ties into another big trend we're seeing with AI.
Okay. What's that?
Personalization.
Personalization. Yeah. We hear that word a lot. But what does it actually mean when we're talking about, you know, AI and SEO?
Right.
Like, I get that it's about tailoring the online experience to each, you know, individual user.
Yeah.
But how does that actually work?
Well, think about it. Like, how Netflix suggests movies based on what you've already watched. Personalization in SEO, it's kind of like that, but on a much bigger scale.
Yeah.
You know, AI can analyze tons of user data, like, you know, search history, location, demographics.
Wow.
Even what time of day they're searching.
Really?
To create, like, really targeted web experiences.
Yeah. So instead of seeing the same website as everyone else, I'm getting a version that's, like, made just for me.
Exactly. And it goes way beyond just showing you, like, relevant search results.
Okay.
It's about creating an entire online journey that feels, you know, really smooth and engaging.
Oh, cool.
For example, you know, those AI-powered chatbots.
Yeah.
They can give you instant support, answer your questions in real time, guide you to the information or products you need.
That's so helpful. I know I'm way more likely to stay on a website if it feels like it, you know, gets me.
Right, exactly. And that's the key. The longer you can keep users engaged, the more likely they are to do what you want, whether that's buy something, sign up for a newsletter, or just explore more of your site.
And Google likes that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Google rewards websites. Mm-hmm. That provide those positive user experiences.
With higher rankings.
Of course.
So personalization isn't just like a nice feature.
Right.
It's actually linked to business growth.
Absolutely.
This is starting to feel less like AI is taking over and more like it's giving us, you know, superpowers. I like that.
Especially when you think about automation.
Oh, yeah.
The article mentioned that AI can do a lot of those tedious SEO tasks that used to take forever.
It's a huge time saver.
Can you give us some examples of what AI can actually automate?
Sure. Platforms like Semrush, Ahrefs, ClearScope, they're using AI to handle things like data analysis, keyword research, backlink monitoring, even whole SEO campaign optimization.
Wow.
Stuff that used to take hours and hours, now it can be done in minutes.
So we can spend less time in spreadsheets and more time, like, you know, creating awesome content.
Exactly.
Improving user experience, connecting with our audience.
That's the goal. AI can automate those essential but time-consuming tasks, freeing you up to focus on the important stuff, you know,
strategy,
building
relationships with customers.
Exactly. That's where you can really make a difference.
Wow. This whole deep dive has really been an eye-opener for me.
Yeah.
It feels like, you know, AI is going to, like, revolutionize SEO.
Yo, it absolutely is. And the thing is, we're only just getting started.
Like, we're just scratching the surface of what's possible with AI, and it's evolving so fast.
This whole conversation has kind of made me realize, you know, AI isn't something to be afraid of.
Right.
It's like a tool we can use.
Exactly. It's not about being replaced. It's about, like, working together.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of seeing it as a threat, think of it as a partner.
Okay. I like that.
It can do all the heavy lifting, the technical stuff.
Right.
And that frees you up to focus on what makes your business unique.
So it's not just about, like, you know, adapting to these new rules of SEO.
Yeah.
It's about using AI to, like, actually win.
Yeah, to create a winning strategy.
I like that. So this all leads to a pretty big question, you know.
Okay, sure.
How can businesses use all these AI advancements to, like, you know, stand out? Because it's going to be even more competitive now, right?
Right. Well, I think the first step is to, you know, embrace this mindset of always learning.
Always be learning.
Exactly, because AI is changing so fast. Staying curious and informed is so important.
Don't fall behind.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to, you know, try new tools, experiment with strategies.
Okay.
And remember, you don't have to do this alone. There are, like, so many resources out there, experts who can help you.
That's great advice. Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive into AI and SEO in 2025.
It's been fun.
I hope everyone listening found it as, you know, insightful as I did.
Me too. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And to everyone listening, you know, the future of SEO is here and it's powered by AI.
It really is.
The question is, are you ready?
Good question.
Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you next time.